You're with SBS Radio. Find more great stories in your language at sbs.com.au.
When you talk about the long-term game, what are you referring to?
A lot of times what happens, especially just in life in general, a lot of people go for that instant gratitude and that instant satisfaction, not realizing that as much as it might feel good in the health and fitness world, I might be referring to, the fast food or chocolates, ice creams or whatever it may be, not realizing that the long-term effects, especially when you're 20 years down the track, 30 years down the track, the impact it will have on the back end of your years and the quality of life in those years. And it's important to really think about the decisions we're making, whether it's around business, relationships, or especially in health and well-being, and the choices that you're making, because it will impact you and have an effect on you long-term. And we, I see it far too often where people have this, I'll do it soon, I'll do it next week, I'll wait till summer, and all of a sudden they've piled on 40 kilos and they've become diabetic. Or I've recently had someone who actually, their decisions around life actually impacted their health so much where they were constantly putting themselves at risk, end up with diabetes and then now cancer. And I think the more we're able to identify and look at something long term and making sure we're setting ourselves up for that, we're able to find more happiness and more success.
So what you're saying is to think about everything long term and what benefits it could bring you. Is that correct?
That's correct. We often write down goals and we say, I want to lose 10 kilos. But by when? And why not look at it on a health and well-being level? And what's it actually going to do for your happiness and success? And that's one of the biggest things. Anything I do, I'm always thinking about what benefit could this have towards my life? And is that short-term, long-term? And then start to set up around that. What structures can I actually set up to make sure that more happiness, more success comes into my life? And that means having that structure that I'm able to sustain and maintain for the rest of my life.
But what if I get distracted by something else that comes into my life? How could I deal with that effectively?
It's very important. People get, I call it the shiny ball object, or, obviously rubbernecking now. You're driving along the highway, there's a crash that's occurred, and your neck turns back and you get distracted, and all of a sudden you're the person smashing into the person in front because you're looking at this accident. And the biggest thing I say to people is focus and apply your focus to one thing consistently, create that structure consistently. So 100% focus goes into, say it's a health and well-being level or perspective. Say it was working out once a day for half an hour, 45 minutes, 1 hour, whatever you choose to do, but making sure that that structure, if you know that you've got long hours and you can only work out in the morning because you've looked at it long-term, knowing your work's very busy and you get caught up sometimes and by the end of the day you're knackered, knowing that structure and thinking about all those steps that could get in your way and making sure that you're getting up at 5:30 in the morning to make sure you get your half an hour, 45-minute workout in to allow you to feel happiness and create good health is important to understand you're not going to get distracted by that accident that's occurred on the other side of the road, that shiny ball object. So it's very important, stay focused, stay in your own lane and give 100% to whatever you're doing. As soon as you split it up between two things, you're more than likely going to crash into the car in front.
Yeah, and what's your best tips for someone who isn't motivated to start something that has a long-term effort attached?
When you look at something that's very hard, and for those that have been to uni, they'd understand this. You're looking at assignments, you're looking at exams coming up, and you're doing all this studying, and it's very hard to stay motivated because it's a four-year plan as such to finish whatever it may be, a degree. And if you look at the end line, it seems so far away, a marathon, same thing. If you start running and you start thinking about only 42 Ks to go, only 41 Ks to go, it starts to beat you up mentally. So So it's very important, create one new habit or one new thing around the structure and the discipline that you're actually driving towards. Don't get distracted by that shiny ball object, and everything will start to become easier and slowly become a part of your DNA where you don't have to think about it and you just run like a well-oiled machine. And that's probably the best way of putting it. Structure creates discipline.
Yeah, that's a very well said. But should every thought around goals have the long-term game attached?
I think personally, I'd say yes. Like being at an age where I am, especially when I was younger, the goal was to always just, I don't know, I suppose be as happy as you possibly can. And then even as you get older, everyone loves to be happy, right? And having that structure and having that discipline and then thinking long-term, long game, on everything that you do in life, whether it's a friendship, whether it's a sporting team, what are you trying to achieve out of it? Is it to win the championship? Is it to get married and have kids to this person? People get into a relationship and sometimes you got to think, is this the person that I want to have kids with? Or is this some fun? Is this the team I want to get in and just have some fun with? Or do I want to win a championship? And thinking about that and then starting to create a structure around that means there's more stability in your life, and stability creates happiness. When something's unstable, people can have anxiety come into their lives, and I think stability is very important to create that success and happiness that people are trying to find.
Yeah.
Always think about the long game.
Yeah. And can you give an example of a current goal you yourself have established that has the long-term game attached with the strategies you've also used for our listeners to learn from?
Yeah, for me, like, especially probably health and well-being. I'll bring it back to the health and well-being level. And that for me personally, having two parents pass away from cancer, two brothers, one from suicide and another from a preventable health disease. For me, the long-term gain, seeing my aunties and uncles and my communities go through a shorter lifespan because of quality of life choices, means that everything that I do is attached to that. Some days I don't want to get out of bed because it's winter and it's cold, but I'm constantly thinking about my health and the back end of your years of my life, the quality of years in those life. I really want to be able to walk, kick a football with my grandkids, and obviously be able to walk down to the shops myself and not be pushed, not to pick up my medication, but to go down and hang out with somebody that I can actually chat to who has walked there themselves. And that decision always sits in the back of my mind to drive and create fuel for myself every time I think about giving up. That's one thing I would pass on to listeners. Be in it for the long game. Think about that, especially around health and well-being. Don't just do it because you want to get ready for a wedding or summer's coming. It's very important. Do it for your health, and a byproduct of that will be that your body will change and ultimately you create those habits and rituals that will become part of your DNA that you'll practice on a daily basis without thought. Structure creates that discipline.
sbs.com.au